This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ.
It is a pleasure to be with you today on Getting to Know Your Bible. We do appreciate those of you who are watching today, especially if you may be watching for your very first time. We're delighted to have you today. And also, we appreciate those who watch every time we're on the air. And we appreciate your watching as well. Now today our subject is entitled, Give God a Chance. Give God a Chance. I hope that you'll stay tuned as we discuss that subject today. Now on Getting to Know Your Bible, we continue to offer the free Bible correspondence course. And I'd like to emphasize that this course is free. We're not going to be asking for money today. We never ask for money. We offer this free of charge. As a matter of fact, anything we offer on Getting to Know Your Bible is free. And in order that you might know more about the course, that you might know how to receive the course, we want to pause for just a moment. I'd like to read now from the 12th chapter of Luke, beginning in verse 15. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all of my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Have you ever said something like this? Would you just give me a chance? Perhaps you said that to your dad when you were asking to use the family car. Maybe you said that when you were applying for a job. Just give me a chance. Maybe you said that to your coach when you were wanting to get into the game. Say, Coach, just give me a chance to get in. I'll prove myself if you'll just let me in the game. And so maybe we've said that in various areas of our life. But many never give God a chance. He's totally left out of the equation. So I raise the question, why not give God a chance? Give God a chance in your heart. But the fact is, we tend to crowd Him out with other things. As Luke 8:14 suggests, with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. And we don't give Him a chance. Well, why not make your heart His throne? In 1 Peter 3:18, we're told that Christ hath once suffered for us that He might bring us to God. And why don't you make your heart God's throne? Why not love Him supremely, as Jesus taught in Matthew 22:37, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And to love God means that we do what God tells us to do. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. You see, failing to give God a chance was the mistake of the rich farmer. He was not rich toward God. He was thinking about himself. He was thinking about his fruits, his goods, his barns, even his soul. But he was not thinking about God. Give God a chance. in your heart. Give God a chance in your home. You know, there are some people who sit piously at a worship service on Sunday, have a complete change of demeanor at home, and they become some kind of a wild thing at home. We need to center our homes around God. And I submit that if your home is not centered around God right now, then you don't have the best that can be. In Psalms 127, in verse 1, the Bible says, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it." Oh, that we had more fathers and husbands today like Joshua of old, who said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I suggest that we ought to work together and we ought to worship together as a family. There was a little boy that asked the question one day, "Why did God build two churches?" You see, his mom went to one and his dad to another. The little boy was confused. We ought to work together, live together, and families ought to worship together. And if we'll center our home life around God, we will never entertain the idea of breaking up the home, because there will be no reason to do so. In all of my years of preaching, I have never known of a family that divorced one from the other because they were faithful to the Lord. But I have known scores of people who broke up their home and broke up their marriage and disrupted their children's lives. And those people, first of all, divorced themselves from God before they divorced themselves from one another. I plead with you today to give God a chance in your home and to make your home a Christian home. Make it a home where prayer is heard, where the Bible is read. In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, beginning in the 4th verse, Moses told ancient Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. The word which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And they shall be for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and upon thy gates. You see, they were taught to teach their children about God, and their homes are to be centered around the concept that there is a God and that you love that God and you love His Word, and His Word is to permeate your life. Yes, give God a chance in your home if you're not a Christian father and a Christian husband. If you're not a Christian mother and a Christian wife, may I urge you to think quite seriously today about making your home a Christian home, a real Christian home, a home where there is love, a home where there is prayer, where there's the reading of the Bible, a home where there is peace. And in order to become a Christian, you must believe in Jesus Christ. You must be willing to repent of your sins. You must be willing to confess your faith in Christ and to be baptized into Christ. I'd urge you to do that. Jesus said, if you believe and if you're baptized, you'll be saved in Mark 16:16. Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So if you as a believer in Jesus would repent of your sins, be baptized into Christ, you'll be a Christian. And you can have a Christian home, be a Christian father, be a Christian mother. Bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Please give God a chance in your home. And then give God a chance in prayer. Well, what can God do? Well, He can help you if you will let Him. Well, someone may say, well, what? How can he help me? Well, Paul put it like this in Ephesians 3:20, that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. You see, God can do so much more than we have ever imagined. But you know, we try to carry on without God. We try to do it ourselves. And this is like a child trying to learn to walk without someone helping that child. And that child is going to fall down and get up and fall down and get up and fall down without someone helping that child to learn how to walk. And when we try to live our lives without God, we're going to be falling down more than we're standing. God cares what happens. He cares. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all of your care on Him, for He cares for you. Regardless of who you, where you are, or who you are, I want you to know that God cares for you. You say, well, Brother Lambert, I'm in prison right now, and I've got more time to serve. God cares for you. You say, well, I'm a single mother and I'm having a hard time getting by. God cares for you. You say, well, I'm old now, and I'm living in a facility, and I have other people helping take care of me. I want you to know God cares for you. You say, I'm having a hard time with my business right now. Things are not good right now. We may even lose our home. God cares for you. And to try to live your life without God is like trying to live without the air that's necessary for us to breathe. God cares. He cares what happens to His children. 1 Peter 3:12 says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. Did you hear Him? That His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I want to be on speaking terms with God. That's the reason I want to be His child. That's the reason I want to be a Christian. I want to be able to talk to God and ask God to help me and have the assurance that He will. 1 John 5:14 says this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, now there is the condition involved. I can't ask God to do something contrary to His will. But if I ask according to His will, I know that He hears me. And if He hears me, I know that I have the petitions that I ask of Him. 1 John 5:14, 15. God cares. And we need to come before the throne of grace, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. And the reason that we come before that throne of grace is that we may find grace, that we may find mercy, that we may find God's help in time of need in our lives. And that's the reason in Matthew 7 and verse 7, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh findeth, and he that knocketh unto him shall it be opened. And everyone that asketh, it shall be given unto him. He said, what man of you, if he had a son, if that son were to ask him for a fish, would he give him a serpent? If he were asked for bread, would he give him a stone? And then Jesus made the application, if ye being evil give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things unto them that ask Him? God cares. So give God a chance in prayer. We need to be on our knees in prayer for our world. We need to be on our knees in prayer for peace in the world. We need to be on our knees praying for America.